Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman, and welcome to Perfect 10. 10 questions, 10 points, all done. Just 10 minutes. Yes, I'm back with another dose of questions and puzzles to educate, to entertain, and to irritate you just that little bit. There are 10 tricky teasers every single day, Monday to Friday, for a possible total score of 50 out of 50 by the end of the week. And not only is it good for your brain, it's also quite a bit of fun, even though I say so myself. So make sure you subscribe to get the next episode as soon as it drops. Right, today is the 12th of March, and it was on this day in 2015 that the author Terry Pratchett passed away. Terry was the creator of the fantasy land of Discworld, a flat planet balanced on the backs of four elephants, which stand on the back of a giant turtle. The first Discworld book, The Colour of Magic, was first published in 1983. And he wrote a further 40 books for the series, finishing with The Shepherd's Crown, which was published after his death. An incredible talent. Well, is today the day you get a perfect 10 score, or is that just pure fantasy too? It's time to find out. It's time for today's questions. We call question one your starter for a perfect 10. And today it's 50-50. Which of these typically has larger ears? Is it African elephants or Indian elephants? Do you think you know the answer to that? I hope you do. Ears at the ready for question two, as it's our clues in the news round. And today I'm looking for the title of the 1979 UK number one single, which is being described in this fictional news bulletin. What is it?
Good evening. A group of colourful characters, including a cowboy, a cop, and a construction worker, have been informing young men that there is a place they can go where they can get themselves clean and have a good meal. More on this story when we have it.
So there are the clues. Can you work out the song, please? 1979 UK number one single. We call question three Carol Lateral Thinking, and today it's a wordy one. Which word comes after the word glass, G-L-A-S-S, and before the word fan, F-A-N, to make two new phrases? Have a think, see if you can figure out the word. Remember, you can always pause or rewind to give yourself a little bit of extra time, because that is definitely not cheating here on Perfect 10. It's question four, and time to test your memory. Listen to the clip, retain as much information as you can, and a question will follow.
Good evening, and welcome to the latest edition of Cocktails with Arinjay. Tonight, I'm going to tell you how to make a Manhattan. You will need 4 ice cubes, 50 millimeters of rye whiskey, 25 milliliters of sweet red vermouth, 2 dashes of Angostura bitters, and for the garnish, a piece of orange peel and a cherry. Fill a mixing glass with ice. Pour all the ingredients except the garnishes over the ice cubes and quickly stir the drink to your preferred dilution. Strain the drink into a chilled shallow glass using a strainer, then twist the orange peel over the drink to extract the oils and release the aroma, then top the drink with the cherry.
Well, that sounds like a good thing to make, but hopefully you were paying attention. Here comes the question. How many medium-sized ice cubes are required for this cocktail? It was all in the clip, so think back and see if you can remember the answer. We're almost halfway through today's questions. And how are you doing? Maybe you're heading towards a perfect 10 score. Keep going. Today could be the day. Our next three questions are what we call the three Fs: frivolous, familiar, and fun. Here's question five. Time for some pop. Melanie, Natalie, Nicole, and Shazne were the first names of the members of which chart-topping girl group? Do those names sound familiar? Moving on to question six. What's the second letter of the Greek alphabet. Have a think. See if you can figure it out. Question 7. And we're watching a movie. Who voices the title character in the 2001 film Shrek? He's a very famous character, but do you know who provides his voice? All right, question 8 is 2 in, 2 out, where you have to swap two letters in a word to make a new word. Which two letters can you change in the word general, G-E-N-E-R-A-L, to make a somber occasion? Have a think, see if you can figure it out. We call question 9, I know this, and today it's Two Clues Tuesday. Which answer is linked by these two clues? The element of the periodic table that has the atomic number 28 and an American coin. What do you think the answer could be? And here we are already at our final question, question 10, Tuesday's anagram, here it comes. Which British naturalist is an anagram of screw handrail? Screw, S-C-R-E-W, handrail, H-A-N-D-R-A-I-L. It's quite a tough one, this, but if you shuffle those letters to see if you can spot that particular scientist. And that's today's Perfect 10. Don't forget to follow or subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's questions. 10 questions, 10 points, 10 minutes, but did you get a Perfect 10 score? Here come the answers.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Question 1 was all about the animal kingdom. Which of these typically has larger ears, African elephants or Indian elephants? The answer is the African elephant has larger ears. African elephants' ears can grow to around 6 feet, whereas Asian or Indian elephants' ears are around just a mere 5 feet long. Question 2 was our clues in the news, and I was looking for the title of a famous song hidden in the report.
Good evening. A group of colourful characters, including a cowboy, a cop, and a construction worker, have been informing young men that there is a place they can go where they can get themselves clean and have a good meal. More on this story when we have it.
And the answer is YMCA by the village people. The YMCA charity was originally set up in 1844 as a refuge of Bible study and prayer for young men seeking escape from the hazards of life on the streets of London. Moving on to question 3 and a word-based Carol lateral thinking round. Which word comes after the word glass and before the word fan to make two new phrases? And the word I was looking for was ceiling, C-E-I-L-I-N-G. You can have a glass ceiling and a ceiling fan. As always, question 4 was our memory round and we were learning how to make a Manhattan cocktail. I asked how many medium-sized ice cubes are required for this cocktail and the answer was 4. 4 ice cubes. Well done if you managed to get that right. We're into the 3 F's. Question 5, we got musical. Melanie, Natalie, Nicole and Chasney were the first names of the members of which chart-topping girl group, and the answer to that is All Saints. The group had a number of hit singles, including I Know Where It's At, Never Ever, Pure Shores and Black Coffee. Question 6. What is the second letter of the Greek alphabet? And the second letter is the word beta. The first letter in the Greek alphabet is alpha and the third is gamma. So it's alpha, beta, gamma. That's the Greek alphabet. Question 7 was about a very famous movie character who voices the title character in the 2001 film Shrek. And the answer is Mike Myers. The role of Shrek originally went to the American comedian and actor Chris Farley, and he had recorded approximately 85% of the material needed for the movie when suddenly and tragically who died in 1997. After Farley's death, the producers of Shrek decided they had to start again, and they cast Mike Myers in the role. Question 8, as always, was 2 in, 2 out. Which two letters can you change in the word general to make a somber occasion? Well, if you change the G to an F and the E to a U, you get a funeral. F-U-N-E-R-A-L. Question 9, which answer is linked by these two clues? The element of the periodic table that has the atomic number 28 and an American coin. And the answer is nickel, N-I-C-K-E-L. Nickel is another name, like a slang word, for the 5-cent coin. And the chemical element of the same name has the symbol Ni and the atomic number 28. So nickel is the answer. And finally, question 10. Which British naturalist is an anagram of screw handrail? Could you work it out? The answer is the eminent Charles Darwin. Darwin is world famous for his work on the theory of evolution and his 1859 book on the origin of species. So how did you do? Did you score a perfect 10 today? I hope so. If not, don't worry, there's always tomorrow. Every day spent with Perfect 10 is a day you've been giving your brain a fantastic workout. And that, believe me, is not to be sniffed at. Remember to follow or subscribe to make sure you don't miss a single episode. We've got loads of visual content exclusive to Facebook, Instagram and TikTok. And I genuinely would love for you to join the rest of us in the Perfect 10 family over there as well. I think you'll like it. We'll see you tomorrow for a whole new day of questions to educate, to entertain, and of course to irritate you just a little. I'm Cara Vorderman. That was my Perfect 10 for you. I hope you have a perfect day. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/perfect10 for more information.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.